Crescent Society announced on Sunday that Al-Quds Hospital in Gaza City is out of service. Major hospitals in North Gaza remain cut off by Israel's attack against Hamas on Sunday, while the largest hospital, a Palestinian official said, three premature babies had died and a dozen more were at risk for lack of power. Israeli Brigadier General Daniel Hagari says they will be assisting with getting other infants out of North Gaza.
The staff of the Shifa Hospital has requested that tomorrow we will help the babies in the pediatric department to get to a safer hospital. We will provide the assistance needed.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel offered fuel for the hospitals, but Hamas refused it. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. A number of injured were brought to Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis in the southern Gaza Strip following an Israeli airstrike. Here's AP correspondent Charles de la Desma.
Ambulances rush to the entrance of the hospital as people gather to help stretcher in the injured, some brought by private cars and carried into the hospital. Witnesses say children were among those who were injured. The airstrike had targeted a building in East Khan Yunis, and nearby houses were also damaged in the strike. It was not immediately clear what the target was. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Hundreds of women rally in Istanbul, called by the We Will Stop Femicides platform. They are protesting the possibility of losing rights under the Constitution. This is VOA News. King Charles and Prime Minister Rishi Sunak led Britain in remembering the country's war dead on Sunday, seeking to unify communities a day after a large pro-Palestinian march was marked by skirmishes between far-right counter-protesters and police. At a solemn ceremony at the Cenotaph War Memorial in Whitehall in central London, Charles, Sunak, and other politicians and senior members of the royal family held a two-minute silence, then laid wreaths in honor of those killed in war. Five American service members were killed when a military aircraft crashed into the Mediterranean Sea during a training exercise. The U.S. European Command, in making the announcement on Sunday, did not specify what type of plane or where it was flying from. But the United States has deployed a carrier strike group to the area as part of efforts to prevent the Israel-Hamas war from spiraling into a regional conflict. Members of the Chinese-American community in San Francisco preparing to welcome Chinese President Xi Jinping, who will be in the United States on November 14th to take part in a U.S.-China summit with President Biden and the 30th Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Economic Leaders Meeting.
And I can't wait for President Xi to come over and collaborate and congratulate and give support to the local Chinese-American.
That's Kevin Chan. He owns the Golden Gate Fortune Cookie Factory in Chinatown, the oldest Chinatown section of a city in North America. The tourist community hoping to get a bump from all of the activity from the summit. An annual Christmas tradition in the United States is the giant Christmas tree in New York City's Rockefeller Center. AP correspondent Julie Walker says it has arrived.
The 80-foot-tall, 12-ton Norway spruce came in all the way from Vestal, New York on a flatbed truck with a police escort. Jackie McGinley's family donated it from their backyard.
We feel incredibly proud of our tree here.
The Christmas tree may look a little travel-worn, but delighted cheers came from the crowd when it was up. And Rockefeller Center head gardener Eric Posé has big plans for it.
We're going to put 50,000 lights on it. Each branch gets wrapped multiple times with lights, make sure we have lights everywhere so that when we do light it up on the 29th, it looks majestic and beautiful.
The Rockefeller Center Christmas tree lighting takes place the night of November 29th. Julie Walker, New York.
And I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.
I hate you, I hate you, I hate you, but I was just kidding myself. Our every moment.